This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1632. Yes, and. These two words will 10x your relationships. By Arthur Worsley of theartofliving.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino, here with you once again on ORD, and ready to once again read an article that focuses on language and how it can impact our relationships. So this article is all about saying yes, and. Which may seem to conflict with our article yesterday about saying no more often, but I promise we're talking about two very different things here. There are times for yes and times for no, so sit back and relax as we explore the value of yes and optimize your life. Yes and. These two words will 10x your relationships. By Arthur Worsley of theartofliving.com. Some of the most valuable and interesting coaching I've ever had took place on an 8-week improv comedy course in Melbourne, Australia. It forced me to lean into emotions I've always felt uncomfortable with. It showed me how hard and important it is to listen, not to just what, but to how folks communicate. It was the first time since childhood that I relearned how to feel silly and take risks and be playful in a room of strangers. But perhaps the most valuable thing that I learned was yes and. Two simple words that, if you master them, will rapidly 10x your relationships. How so? The next time you're talking or listening to someone, I want you to watch for two things. No, and yes, but. You may not hear those words exactly. What you're listening for is a contradiction or deflection away from what's just finished being said. Because here's the thing, we all spend too much time communicating like we're in a verbal tug of war. So much so that if you isolate one person's side of a conversation from the other and listen back to them separately, you'd be surprised how often they would sound like two entirely different trains of thought. Mostly we don't even realize it, and it's not that we're trying to take control. It's simply that we're often so absorbed in our own thoughts and emotions that we can't help but hijack the next segment to inject our take or opinion or perspective, even if it's totally unrelated. The result? Communication without connection. Conversations where everyone talks, and yet nobody really feels heard. The solution? Try yes and. The next time you're talking with anyone, put your own thoughts and ideas and desires to the side for just a moment, and decide to really listen to what they say. Watch their face. Listen to their words. Try and feel what they're feeling. Don't think about what you'll say next while they're talking. Do wait for them to finish. Wait for 2 seconds of silence. And then build on the point they've just made. Here are a few quick examples. Person 1. I really enjoyed that movie. Person 2. No. Oh, really? I didn't like it. Yes, but? Yes, but it would have been better if... Yes, and? Yes, and it was great to be back in a theater. Note, this is a good example of how you don't have to lie to say yes and. It's not about agreeing. It's about building on emotion and intention. Person 1. Why don't we try out that restaurant? Person 2. No. Ah, I've heard bad things about it. Yes, but. Yes, but I also want to try this one. Yes, and. Yes, I'll organize the sitter. Person 1. I'm feeling really sad. Person 2. No. Don't worry, you're just tired. Yes, but. Yes, but you'll be okay. Yes, and. Yes, you seem down. I wish I could make you feel better. Can you see the subtle difference in the tone and the direction of each reply? Can you imagine what happens to the energy and the dynamic of interactions when two people both say yes and again and again and again? This dynamic, this leaning in, this listening to, this consciously building on not just what, but how people communicate, is the foundation of improv comedy. It's also one of the most powerful and generous and rewarding things you can do more of for the people around you. To say yes and is to say, yes, I see you, I hear you, I find you interesting and important, I value and respect your perspective, I'm on your team. and it's something you can start doing right away. Of course, like all great ideas, this one is simple, but it's not easy. It takes mindfulness and hard work and practice. It's dispiriting to realize how much no and yes but is going on around you when you listen for it. It's hard to keep going when you're not getting any yes and back. But if you stick with it, if you can find one more way to say yes and every day, if you can resist saying no or yes but when you're tired or disinterested or uncomfortable, if you can keep going, no matter what you get in return, then you'll find that something magical happens. You listen more. You learn more. You'll have better and better conversations. And with time, the quality of your relationships will reflect that. You'll make more people feel happy when they talk to you. You'll find more people will want to talk to you in the first place. So, here are my closing questions for today. Who do you often say no or yes but to? What's the worst that can happen if you try out yes and? And when specifically today can you put this new tool to the test? Let me know how you get along. This is something I'm constantly working on, and I would love to hear your stories. And until next time, be awesome, say yes and go well. You just listened to the post titled, Yes And. These two words will 10x your relationships, by Arthur Worsley of theartofliving.com. And a big thank you to Arthur for his work today. As someone who has spent a considerable amount of time doing improv myself, I must say it was very nice to be brought back to the yes and days for a few minutes there. And I really love how he's drawn the connection between this theater tactic and invaluable approach to relationships in the real world. He offered some great scenarios, too, to help us understand better. That example dialogue he displayed for us today, though, was missing one thing that I would have liked to see. And that is the follow-up with a question. Still in the spirit of yes and, instead of building upon someone's statement with another adjacent statement, we might also ask them more about their statement. You know, why didn't you like the movie? Why are you feeling sad? What interests you about that restaurant that you want to go to? Showing a genuine interest and curiosity here, of course, extends the conversation, and it tells the person that you care. So don't sleep on those follow-up questions. Okay, and that's going to wrap us up, everyone. But not for the day. It is Sunday, so we have our weekly bonus episode available to you now in addition to this one. Just go back to your feed and you will see it as it is live now. So be sure to tune into that one, and I will talk to you there, where your optimal life awaits.